Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We're going to start with what many of us hope never happens, and that has to do with active shooters, in this case, training.
Yes. Our story today by Emily Masters tells about how Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple has been training local civilians on how to survive a nightmare, and that is an active shooter coming into a workplace. This has been going on for quite a few years that the training has been happening. He does little to advertise this program, but word of mouth spreads information about it, and the Albany County Sheriff's Department gets invited to small workplaces and workplaces with 500 people. It's structured after the Department of Homeland Security guidelines. They play a video called Run, Hide, Fight Strategy, and it's just basically tells people on what to do should this awful thing happen. It used to be that law enforcement would say wait for specially trained units and full backup to arrive before anything happens, but now they're advising people to use whatever tactics they can to intervene. Since the training program began 5 years ago, Apple says his department has trained 7,000 civilians on what to do if there's an active shooter situation.
From there to a not-so-active crop situation.
Well, it got down in most areas around the capital region to below 32 degrees last night, and that officially ends the growing season, which wasn't that good. Our reporter Rob Downen spoke to farmers and weather people who all say that it was a historically poor crop season, plagued mostly by cold and drought. Back in April, there was an early freeze that killed a lot of apples, and that's why the apple crop isn't as big as it ordinarily would be. Out in the Finger Lakes, farmers and vintners also reported that. Even farmers growing grain corn say that usually by this time, corn is standing 8 feet tall, giving you great corn mazes, but some are only 4 feet tall, and that's all because of a drought over the summer. Not all bad news, though. Strawberries were abundant, and some of the vegetables did pretty well this past summer. But it's over now, and they're hoping for a normal season with a little snow to keep a cover on the ground.
I see there's a new memoir out from former State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno.
Yeah, you know, the 87-year-old former State Senate Majority Leader is telling his life story. He was trained as a boxer as a kid. It served him well when he got into politics, and he talks about his rise through politics and how he got to that job, and then his downfall is when he was convicted by a federal jury in 2009 of corruption charges, later to be retried and win his acquittal. So it's a good book. It's out, and it'll come out on November 29th, and it's the talk of Albany.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.